home of the stars, through the airwaves and on the big screen. Coming to you live from Hollywood, it's Rated G Radio with your host, Garrett Miller.
And the crowd goes wild with abandoned approval. Hey, everybody, welcome back to Rated G Radio. It is Saturday, October 3rd. We're going to be live in just a moment with Stephanie Gerard. She is a psychic. She's going to be taking your calls in the second half of the show. You've listened to the show before. You call in and you email me and you send me notes about the show. So I know that you listen, and now that you know the regular routine, Stephanie and I will get to banter like, you know, schoolgirls, in just a moment about our favorite Skittles and so much more. But I wanted to thank you for tuning in last week with Rebecca. We had a great show there, and I got a lot of great feedback, not only from Rebecca about your calls. She wanted to thank you for that, but also for how many people have been reaching out to her to set up your private readings. Now, when Stephanie's here tonight, we're going to talk about that too, because again, as fun as this is for Stephanie and I to hang out on Saturday night, this is also an opportunity for you, especially if you've never called a radio show and asked a question or have ever talked to a psychic. Stephanie's the real deal. You're going to hear that in just a moment. But the thing is that if you are having this opportunity to call in and ask one free question, this is going to wet your whistle to book an appointment with Stephanie on your own time at your convenience. And she's got some great packages on her website at whitelight.love. We'll promote it heavily throughout the show because I know you're just going to want to race out and book your appointment. So you can even check out whitelight.love while the show is going on if you've on your computer. Don't do this if you're driving, of course, or even stopped, you know, because that just never ends well. So don't text and internet surf and drive. Please don't do that. But if you're sitting at home on the Saturday date night live and you need something to do, check out whitelight.love. Well, Stephanie and I are chatting and you can actually see Stephanie's beautiful face and, you know, schedule some time. So with that, Stephanie, I'm going to bring you on the line. I've been gabbing, but I'm doing this besides the fact that I just love to hear myself talk, I'm testing out my updated computer microphone stuff, because I think the last time I had you on the show, my headset was clicking and it was just this big mess. And I had, you know, been kicking myself because before I went on hiatus, you had a fancy microphone, fancy headphones, blah, blah, blah. Well, over time, things have aged and it just needed to be, you know, swapped out. But I was thinking, I'm going to have to spend millions of dollars on a new headset. I'm going to have to spend gazillions of dollars on a new mic. And, oh man, I just don't, you know, A, I don't really want to spend the money on it. I can figure it out. But B, you know, there has to be an easier way. And, you know, Stephanie is great about planting little seeds with me. And I think she already knows the answer, but she just likes to we'll let him figure this one out on his own. This is not, you know, this. So she planted some seeds, and the next thing I know, I'm on Amazon, and for well under $100, I think my total cost for my new headset, which is, and I'm not getting paid for this, so it's not a promo, but it's Audio Technica, and I only got this brand because it matched the microphone, so there you go. I think it was like $70, and then I got a new mount for my microphone stand, which I was ready to like beat against the wall, and I only needed to get a new mount. And so I think the mount was like $19 or something. So well under $100, my microphone looks like it actually is in a real recording studio, not me with scotch taping it to what it looked like before. And my headset actually doesn't click because I don't have batteries that are going out. That's why I'm talking. So it's just, and again, so I appreciate everybody's indulgence, but Stephanie, how are you?
Hi, Garrett. Oh, I'm doing well. No, keep going.
No, this is your turn.
My turn. I'm enjoying a beautiful October day. I'm an hour behind you. So the sun, I think, is starting to set. Probably by the end of the show, it'll be dark outside. But it's really cool. The skies are pink and blue and really pretty. But, you know, I'm doing well, and it's cool. Thank you for promoting white Light That Love. You know, a couple shows ago, Garrett, there was nearly a half a dozen folks that reached out. It was super awesome. Really awesome and amazing.
You know, because I think sometimes we forget that we do really have a huge audience. When I went on hiatus, we had shows that were getting, I mean, several thousand people listening each and every night. And it was the craziest thing because the phone lines would, you know, light up, but you know, they would always blow up when Stephanie was on. And one of the things that I was a little concerned about coming back and doing the same format was the fact that, it was like, well, what happened to all of those people, you know? And it was really because of the listeners, you listening tonight, if you're downloading this off of iTunes, really super cool. But it was always because, you know, you were like, well, I want to listen to the show and, you know, can you come back? But I didn't know if any of you would. And it was just telling you when you said, would you please come back? Yes, we're going to do this. And the outpour was great. But Stephanie, I didn't think that we were going to have the same numbers and have it start growing right off the bat. We've been gone a hot minute.
You know, a real hot minute. What, 2.5 years?
Yeah.
Something like that. Yeah, we've been gone for a hot minute. Well, I'll tell you something, though. So when we go back to positivity and setting our intention, you know, it's amazing what we can manifest, and it's just right at our fingertips. You know, when you brought it up to me again about returning, I thought, well, okay, you know, it's been 2.5 years or whatever, and we're all in a different place, as we should be, you know, because life is about change. And I thought, okay, well, if we do this, let's just go for it. Let's just call in the highest and best, and let's call in all who would learn something or take something away, or if nothing else, get a little chuckle for the evening. But, you know, it's amazing what can happen when we simply set intentions to do things. I think it's incredible. Yeah, so I'm excited. It was outstanding. And then someone out in the world, bless their hearts, and it's exciting for me too. My number is being passed around, and it's just this beautiful experience of meeting new people. It's cool how it hydrates and then rehydrates. And it's just as exciting for me when a person is brand new as it is for them. And it's like, wow, this is so cool. And then when we look at the time frame of, oh, okay, it's been X amount of time. Well, there's been a lot of change in everybody's lives.
Right.
You know? And, you know, mine, of course, everybody knows I moved to Alaska. But there's been some really beautiful, incredible things here. And it does do a lot in terms of when we love where we're at, our frequency is just way different. You know, our outlook is better. We feel good. We're happy. And so when in working in that space and from that space, I've been really enjoying meeting some really great people as well as looking at the folks that have been with me. It's cool. It's neat how we're kind of all in the swimming pool together in a sense and, you know, help, you know, bringing forth what is it that the person needs, because I don't just do one thing. It's a whole plethora of, you know, whatever gets called to the table. And honestly, I don't know what's going to happen until we start connecting. And then it's like, oh, here's a piece of the puzzle. There's a piece of the puzzle. There's a piece of the puzzle. And it's just outstanding. I get super excited just because I continue to get tapped up. But yeah, a couple shows ago, it was neat because there was some people who were ready and they were receptive and they went ahead and took that risk. And, you know, it's scary too, especially for those who have, quote unquote, never talked to a psychic. You know, that can be intimidating. But, you know, when they get someone like me on the phone and we're talking about whatever and it's casual and there's giggles and laughs and hang on one second, I gotta freshen my coffee or whatever, it's like, oh, I'm talking to a real person here. It's like, yeah, you are. So it helps to change the dynamics a little bit too.
Well, I think as awesome as everybody else is, okay, so I'm not casting any names, but, you know, I think a lot of folks, when they hear the word psychic or the medium or a healer, you know, you think these weird things that you see in movies that really caricatures of people from the 60s at Woodstock. You don't really think of these people as just your next door neighbor that you see or, you know, whatever the case is. And so I think what's really refreshing about just what you do and in all of the things. And before we start taking listener calls later, I want to have you spend just a hot second about the things that you do during, before, during, and, you know, and after an appointment, you know, and the different things, you know, like the Reiki and, you know, those types of things. But you're, the way you approach things, you are not this weird Hollywood caricature of this from some scripted reality show. So they can hear your authenticity and your ability to just really cut through the crap and, you know, have a genuine moment with them. And I think if you can experience that for that first time, and perhaps you're going to be a first time caller tonight, it's going to be a little weird. I remember the first time Stephanie, you know, and I had a conversation, and it was through our friend. I think it was it because of Era Lee? That's how we were introduced, or
yes, we were.
We know all of these fabulous people, but, you know, Stephanie was just like, Here's the conversation. Here's where we're going. And I said, okay. And off we went. And it was just really comfortable and super fun. And so when I was doing the show, I said, you know, this would be a great thing because more people need to hear about you and, you know, all the fun stuff that you do, Stephanie. So thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. We've only done this for 11 minutes about, you know, how we haven't even really started the show. We're just like, blah.
Oh. Well, we can start the show.
Well,
okay.
Okay. Anyway, goodness gracious.
Yeah.
Okay. I only have one show note, and this is the thing because half the show is Stephanie and I doing, you know, just gabbing like we haven't talked to each other for a month because we haven't. And then we get to take your calls in the second half of the show. But the show note that I had was that, and I read this off of your Facebook fan page on Facebook, Stephanie, and I was like, oh, we're going to talk about favorite Skittle flavors. So I found out about that by trolling Stephanie on social media. Because again, we don't really talk about what's going to happen or what we're going to talk about before the show. So I sat at my job today and I started off with things I like about Skittles. And then, you know, I wrote this whole like 17-page thing with, you know, cross sections and bibliographies and, you know, there was just all kinds of legal paperwork involved. At the end of that, I said, we'll just put that aside because we don't have time for that. And then I started writing down my favorite Skittle flavors, and I'm going to ask yours in just a second. But also, what other candies do you eat now that you really shouldn't or that, you know, you just have to have from when you were a kid? So what's your favorite Skittle flavor?
My favorite one is purple, followed by green. I love those flavors. The red I like, but then I always think of red dye number, whatever it is that's so bad for you, right? So I just don't think about that. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So what is your favorite one?
Well, I like orange anything. So, you know, if you could give me one of those gummy oranges, you know, the orange slices with like granulated sugar on the outside. Oh, my God, I've been in heaven for a week. You know, orange lollipops, to orange whatever. But orange in a Skittle, you cannot go wrong. But I also like the lime. So I like the green.
Oh, lime. Yes. Yeah.
I can take the purple.
It's refreshing. Mm-hmm.
Well, the green is lime. I don't think it makes you horny because it's not an M&M. But as a Skittle, the lime probably does have some healing properties somewhere in that processed sugar conglomeration that is so delicious. But orange and lime.
Incredible.
I like the purple, but you're right. I do not like the red.
You know, red anything is a little weird anyway, and to me. And, I mean, but if it's an M&M or a peanut M&M, I will eat it.
Peanut
M&Ms. That's okay. That stuff is okay. But in a Skittle, it just, I don't know. It doesn't taste right. It's like, well, it kind of has the, it makes me think, okay, it's really a pop rock and it's going to explode in my mouth. Right. Oh, and nothing happens.
Oh man. I love pop rocks.
You remember pop rocks?
I totally do.
You know, once upon a time, there was a, it was a hard candy and it had that fizzy in the middle and it was called Zots. Z like Zebra, O T Z. Do you remember those? Zots. Oh,
yeah.
I thought those were the best ever. And then, of course, the favorite all time of anything, chocolate anything, but especially chocolate peanut butter anything. Oh my gosh. Yes.
So, of course, Reese's.
Creme de la creme.
Yeah. Do you like a Payday bar?
You know what? I do. Do you?
I could just eat dozens of Payday bars and just sit there. But I'm weird. I won't eat it like a candy bar because I eat all of the peanuts off and then I have a really gross looking piece of whatever nougat. And then I will, you know, then I will eat the nougat like a candy bar. But I eat every single peanut off individually because I love the savory saltiness of the peanut and then just eating the peanut because then I think I'm eating something healthy. You know, as I'm rolling my eyes and those words just came out of my mouth. But there you go. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, what about Payday compared to nut roll?
I don't know if I've ever had a nut roll.
So I think the nut roll is like, it's very similar to Payday. Of course, they make it a little bigger, probably with a little bit more of fluffy nougat. But I like the Paydays. Paydays are really good.
Paydays
they have the
are the day.
Of the savory. Yes, the savory, yeah. The sweet, the yum, the crunch, the.
Yes,
ooh, I'm just
it's
gonna...
umami in a candy bar.
Yes. It melts in your mouth eventually.
It does. Yeah.
Yes.
Oh.
I think
well, who would
good.
Let it melt in their mouth, Stephanie? Give me four of those candy bars at a time, and they won't even get three bites before they're down.
Oh. they don't last long enough. You know, I used to love, when I was a kid, the Three Musketeers.
Mm-hmm.
And this drove my dad nuts. You know, what's your favorite kid? He'd have surprise night, and he'd bring home candy bars. And I was... one of the Three Musketeers. And so I would take it, I would unwrap it. And, you know, of course, if we let him have it, he'd have it snarfed down in about three bites. But no, I did this long, tedious, methodical. It was like stripping down a car. I'd strip down the sides. I'd pull the chocolate off and see if I could get the side of the chocolate to break
right.
off all in one solid piece.
Oh,
and
that's
then I
art.
Would... chew it or let it melt. And I did this with all four sides. And he's like, what the hell are you doing? And it's like, I'm eating my Three Musketeers. So then I would try the same with the top. Well, you know, some parts of the top are a little thicker than others. And it's like, oh, the chocolate's so good. And he's like, when are you going to eat that bleeping candy bar? I'm doing it according to how I like to eat it. It was funny. Yeah, so that was really good. But then I learned about Snickers. Oh my goodness.
Now, did you immediately take to Snickers?
Not immediately because of the caramel thing. So once upon a time, a long time ago, I had braces and then I had a headgear because I had a Freddie Mercury mouth. I had very, 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 very buck teeth. And so anyway, with all of that gear on, now imagine trying to take a bite of a Snickers bar and having that just
yeah, that would be really horrible.
Braces. It was messy. Yes, we had to go back to the orthodontist a few times to get wires reapplied. And finally, he's like, get wax. Just use wax. It's like, oh, okay. So that kind of took the thrill out of the Snickers. Snickers are okay. I like them, but I have to be in the mood. And that's about once every other year, something like that. I don't frequent Snickers. I have to be in the mood for a Snickers. But my all-time go-to is the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup.
Oh.
Oh, my. Oh, man. So
Stephanie.
Good.
I knew that there was a reason that I loved you so much.
Is that your go-to?
It's been my go-to, my go-back-to, my please don't ever leave me to. Yeah, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
The buck stops there. And when they have those deeper, thicker ones, you know, where it's not just a little shallow cup, but the bigger, so good. Now, once upon a time, I found, oh, golly, was it a quarter pound? It was a quarter pound bigger Reese's Peanut Butter Cup there in California in a dollar store. And nobody was buying them. Oh, my gosh. And it was like in the seasonal candy. I think I found it in the Easter candy. And I'm like, in, you know, way at the bottom. And I'm like, touchdown. So I kept that supplied. But my other thing is peanut butter. You know, before somewhere in between high school and leaving for college, because I did the brick and mortar building for a little bit, I was on this kick, and I guess this is a Southern thing, which I didn't know, but we've got roots in the South. And I think we've talked about this before. I would mix up in a cup late at night when I was getting my sugar craving. I would mix up peanut butter in a coffee cup, add maple syrup, powdered sugar. You stir that up, and you've got a peanut butter ooey gooey thing going on. Oh, my gosh. So anyway, I leave for college, and my mom and one of my sisters is cleaning out my room. They found, I think, 8 or 9 coffee cups with a spoon still in them, and they don't let me live that one down. Okay.
I'm glad that you're not sharing that coffee cup in a spoon cleanup story with, you know, the entire world on radio.
Oh, I know, right?
Yeah, keep that one a secret there, Stephanie. Don't you dare tell anybody that.
Quiet.
Yeah.
Okay.
Everybody, if Stephanie comes over, don't get out a coffee cup. Give her a to-go cup.
Or give me a Dixie cup. You know, the kind
or Dixie cup.
Yeah. Dixie cup with a plastic spoon, because then you can't do anything with a plastic spoon. I'll break it before I use it. Yeah.
What are those straws that are biodegradable, or the paper straws that they're using now? Yeah, we could do that with a paper spoon. That would be really effective.
But you know what? I would figure out how to siphon the peanut butter through the straw. I know I would.
Yeah.
I would manage it somehow. Oh, you know. I know, you know.
Yes, you know,
I
know.
Peanut butter.
Oh,
I know, you know. Oh, yeah. You know, have you tried the other butters, like the almond butter,
No. I mean, because I don't have any self-control. I just don't.
That's right. No, you don't. That's right. I forgot about your story. Yes. No, the other butters are okay. Like, you can have a little, I don't know that they're good enough for a half a sandwich even, because it's not peanut butter. And let alone, I like crunchy peanut butter. Oh, that's my all-time fave. Crunchy. But creamy is good, too, either way. And I know you like honey peanut butter.
Well, I do. I have not been a peanut butter fan until a few years ago. Well, should I tell the story real quick? Okay, so super quick.
Yes.
I was a sales manager for a while, a couple of years ago, at one of the grocery stores. And they had a digital ad that came out but didn't get published to the store level, but I had downloaded the coupon and blah, blah, blah. So as a store employee or as a customer, I wanted my peanut butter at the digital coupon price. And, you know, they probably should have let me have like a max of like 10, because that, you know, as a store manager, I wouldn't let anybody take more than 10 of anything. And we're a national chain, you know? And so being the smart ass that I was, I said, I would like 100 jars of peanut butter. And she goes, okay, fine. It'll be in Thursday. Here you go. And that was it. So she didn't give a crap that, you know, she was giving me a $3 jar of peanut butter for 99 cents. And then also because it was the store brand and I used my employee card, I got an additional 15% off. So it was really like 85 cents a jar. So we got the 100 jars in. I don't know what I was thinking. And took the jars of peanut butter home and started eating them. And I ate pretty much all 96 jars and had, by the way, but when that peanut butter first hit my tongue, I had just won a fitness competition at my young age and was in, at that point, the best shape I'd ever been in as an adult, period, end of story. And so then I proceeded to eat 96 jars of peanut butter, one jar a night, and then wondered why I gained pretty much 50 pounds of fat. So at the end of last year, and Stephanie and I'll probably have like a year-end recap in December sometime, maybe even a little bit longer of a show. But at the end of last year, I got on the scale and I knew I was heavier, but when I'm kind of in the point where I want to be ignorant about what I know is not going to make me happy, I really bury my head in the sand and I eat more. And so I got on the scale and I said, well, let's just start out at, you know, 2020. It's going to be 2020 tomorrow. It's going to be an awesome year. Oh my God, it is going to be the best year ever in 2020. What could go wrong?
Uh-huh.
And so I get on the scale and it reads 218 pounds. And I'm like, holy. Because I knew that I was over 200, but I didn't know I'd gone over the 210 mark, and I sure didn't know I was at 218. Yeah, and so it was, for me, a wake-up call. And so I'd been doing a lazy job of a particular program Stephanie and I are also on. And so I really hadn't been doing what I should have been doing, and I was eating, you know, crappy food at home at night and not watching what I was eating during the day and blah, blah, blah. So I just said, okay, today's the day. And so I went on kind of an intermittent fasting program. I mean, just not by anybody else, but just, you know, I had my little super duper shake in the morning. I'd have my giant lunch, which is all healthy. And I make myself homemade food. And then I come home and I drink lemon water at night like I'm doing tonight. And because it's Saturday night live with Stephanie, I'm having some fat-free pretzel bites. I can't say fat-free. Pretzel bites. Yeah, because I'm fancy like that on a Saturday night. But that's my dinner. Yeah, anyway. Okay. Hey, in just a second, we're going to start taking your calls. So I have a bunch of you lined up already that want to talk to Stephanie tonight and can't wait to shut me up. Hallelujah. But if you haven't called in yet or you would like to ask Stephanie a question, you need to call 323-657-1493. That is the hotline. And I think it will prompt you to press 1 if you'd like to ask a question or talk to the host, or you know, it'll tell you. Just listen to the prompts. But Stephanie, before you get started tonight, whitelight.love is your website, and people can go there and read testimonials, read more about what you do in more detail. But before we start taking listeners' calls tonight, can you give people a kind of just a real quick overview of the of your talents that you use during a reading?
Absolutely. You know, before a reading, I do prep myself, and there's certain protocols that I do to keep my energies protected and so forth. And the same goes to the person. And so once we connect on the phone, generally people have their story to share, to tell, and what are we going to look at today? And so from there, the first thing I like to do is what I call cleaning the windows. So meaning we go in, we do the energy clearing for them. And then depending on the nature, you know, is there some entanglement? Is there a knot we need to undo? Would they like to talk with a loved one? What's the nature of all that? And I know I'm answering the questions backward. Person, where would you like to go? What would we like to look at? What direction? Because listen, it would be like you and I, we could be talking all day long and never hit the goal here, you know, because we're having fun chatting. So it's like, what's the direction? But, you know, anyway, so with the gifts and talents, you know, I believe that we're all gifted. We all have that you know, that general innate stuff. But I would say one of the primary things I am, or that I do help with and that I am, is being an energy healer, transmuting the energies that are not serving the person, you know, to, so to help kind of take the edge off, in a sense, that gets done. The messages, the intuitive hits will start coming through. I also use a pendulum and charts that gives a direction, that gives a focus. And, you know, along the way, even though I'm naturally gifted, as all of us are, I have chosen to take classes because when we learn about how to do something just slightly different, if it's 1/10 of a degree or if it's a 180, everything helps because everybody's different. So, you know, there's the mediumships, the clairaudience, clairsentient, clair whatever, you know, a lot of that out there. But it's cool because it's really nice to connect with a person's energies. And also it helps to me to determine, you know, do I need to just step back and, you know, let them guide the whole ship for the entire time, or are they asking for intervention in this moment? And one of the things that is coming up more recently, and I say this openly with a big heart, is that with the energy of the planet at present, there are more people flirting with the concept of suicide. So I have those cases every now and again. Just keep it real, just speak their language. And what's interesting, and I think it's exciting, is that 9 times out of 10, they're just really looking to be heard. And then we clear up the stuff so that they can, you know, continue their life and maybe just see their life differently, make different choices. So that's something else that's come up. And then another thing that I've been doing is a self-study program to become a counseling psychologist. So that will open yet even more doors too. So there's quite a bit that I already have that I am gifted with naturally, and there's more information coming. Because I think it's imperative for folks to understand themselves and gain simple tools on what they can do to support themselves. And that's very empowering. I think it's neat to help people feel better about themselves and to get stronger within them and get answers and get truth. And I do have people that say, you know what, I can't talk to you because you're telling it like it is. It's like, well, that's what I'm here for. That's what comes through, and it just is. So,
yeah, well, you were totally no BS.
Experience.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes, no BS.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay, so everybody who's pressed the right number of buttons on the phone, and, you know, there's a magic to it. We're going to bring you on in just a second. I'll just like every week, I just kind of explain super quick. When I announce your area code, I'm going to say, welcome to the show. You're live with Stephanie. What's your name and your question? At that point, I mute myself so you don't hear me giving you my advice. You and Stephanie are going to talk. I'll come back on and thank you for calling next. And that's rinse and repeat. And there we go. So that's going to be the format. Stephanie, any other tips for listeners before I bring on area code 917 in just a second?
I would say just breathe, relax, stay in the moment. Rather than going with the winds of change and what everything out there tells us to do, be yourself. Spend
okay.
that time with yourself each day. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so our first caller again is calling from the 917 area code. You're now live with Stephanie. Go ahead, please.
Hi, happy Saturday. You guys made me want some out of the chocolate tea night. Too late for that. Thank you.
Wonderful. And what is your name, please? Your first name.
My name is Tina, and I would like to ask about my relationship with my boyfriend, Todd.
Okay. All right. And what is it specifically that you'd like to know about your relationship?
Just what if spirit has for us.
Okay. 1 second here.
Thank you.
An immediate clearing that is done. Again, washing the windows. So just window washing here. So that the information may be more correct, may come through more clearly. I see a very good connection. This does feel positive. Sometimes, you know, it's like every relationship having the ups and downs. It's a little bit of a challenge at this moment. It's going to get better. And then there's going to be a point not too far down the road where both of you sit down and just share your intentions as far as what is this, what would we like to do with it. And it doesn't mean that, oh, we're just going to jump straight in the swimming pool. It's going to be more along the lines of, well, I like to do this. Shall we do this? Yes. Okay. So learning how to communicate in more of a negotiating fashion and agreeing to disagree, if that makes sense. But it feels very sweet to me. So I think it's lovely.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tina. Yeah, that sounds great for Tina and Todd. That's a cute pairing. Don't you always like
that,
you know,
is cute.
Yeah, Todd and Tina are coming over for dinner tomorrow night. Make sure to wear something nice. Okay.
Exactly. The twins.
Yeah, clean up. Clean up. Go shave, Garrett. Okay, here we go. Okay, 805 area code. You're now live with Stephanie. May we get your first name and your question?
Hello.
805, you are live.
Hello.
Well, we'll put them on hold for a second. Maybe, you know, sometimes talking to Stephanie will take your breath away. It's happened to me many a time. So 805,
yes.
Get ready. We'll come back for you. Okay, so let's try this. Area code 707, you're live with Stephanie on Rata G Radio's Saturday Date Night Live. Go ahead, please.
Yes, hi.
Hello. Who am I speaking with?
This is Valerie.
Valerie. Nice to meet you. How can I help you?
Yeah, I'd like to see what you're picking up either for work, if not work, for a relationship love.
Okay. I guess I'm in here 1 second. As much as you would like to hear about love, I'm being directed towards work. I'm first of all seeing like paperwork, a little bit overwhelmed, inundated, and then having to follow procedures that are testing your patience. Does that make sense?
I don't know. I'm not working at the moment.
Well, then there's something coming. So that's fine. So with work, how soon is this coming? This is going to kind of sneak up on you, and this is a positive thing, by the way, meaning employment. This is an opportunity. This is coming up in the next 2 to 3 weeks. So whatever you have been doing, sending out resumes, things of that nature, there's going to be this random phone call that does come in. It will be something for right now. It almost feels like it could be a temp position. So it's something or a very short-term contract position. Either way, the upside is that it's employment. The challenge will be there's a lot to it. This is going to help to fill in the gap, though, financially. I'm hearing to the end of the year. January, February will work more strongly in your favor to find something else. So this position coming up is simply for right now, and that's okay. Does that make sense?
It does. I'm not in a hurry to work, so it's not like I really need to work. I'm not needing to work. I just would like to work, and I'd like it to be, you know, like a smooth process. If it's going to be hectic and all of that, no, I'm not interested.
I like the way she thinks.
Only because I don't have to
work. I like
that.
Right. And if you don't have to, that's awesome. Regardless, you will still be receiving information in the next 2 to 3 weeks about something. So this is probably just more of a heads up as far as awareness of what it might be and what you might be walking into. Right.
Okay.
Yeah. Your choice. Yeah.
Cool.
Right. Yeah.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks for your call.
You're
good luck.
Uh-huh.
It just sounds like she's going to you know, go get this like $1 million a day job at Neiman Marcus over the holidays, you know, and work like 2 days a week or something like that. Maybe something like that. What do you think, Steph?
I was getting more along the lines of medical field, like filing.
Oh, cool.
You know, and it might be just, you know, like excess stuff, you know, and oftentimes they use temp for that. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, if there was a need, that would be one thing. And it could also be a family business as well that might need some extra help. And initially it's like, oh, I know them really well. This is great. And then she gets in, it's like, oh, I don't think so. It might
well,
be one of
all
those.
That.
So,
yeah.
Oh, I think we have to. I have definitely.
Well, yeah,
anyway.
But it's one of those things, you know, if you get offered, you know, sometimes I know there are, it's strange. Sometimes when you're not really looking for it, that's when it always hits you. You know, a lot of people say that about love. It's like, well, if you'd stop looking in all the wrong places, you know, looking for love in all the wrong places. And I guess that's who is that? I don't even know who sings that. But, you know, you just start looking for all the wrong things. When you stop looking for it, it just finds you like, oh, I just got offered a job. I just got offered a new job too. Oh my gosh, I just got, you know, or oh, I just met a girl, or I just met another girl. Oh my god, you know, and you just start having all of these things happen
mm-hmm.
all at the same time, and you're just like, oh,
mm-hmm.
okay. So you know, maybe it is this, you know, part time thing. You just walk into it. Who knows? But it's the networking that you get, because it might not be, you know, like Stephanie said, it's, you know, you go and you're helping, and you're like, holy cow, no, but maybe it's, you know, the delivery person that you network with and they say, oh my gosh, we need somebody just like you doing, and it never would have happened unless you were doing the thing that you were doing and just were doing it. Right.
Oh, absolutely. And this is life. Yes, I've had that happen. And it comes down to that one phrase, especially in the world of work. It's not what you know, it's who you know.
It's who you know.
And that mm-hmm. And when it comes to networking, someone who knows someone who knows someone. And like you say, and then here comes the delivery person. Oh, yeah, I heard blah, blah, blah. You know.
Yeah.
The question is, are we paying attention? You know, and it goes back to, well, you know, when Doug was on, there's one thing that he teaches people all the time, which is the universe is always talking.
Mm-hmm.
Are you listening?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we hear that one song on the radio. Is it validating something we just got? Or is there a key word in that lyric? You know, everything talks. Everything, you know, like the friends that hang around me, you know, we'll be talking and then the phone will bling and I'll say, okay, that's validation. And I'll keep going. And they're like, what? And it's like, the universe is always talking. I just said something.
Mm-hmm.
Phone goes ding.
Mm-hmm.
Like earlier when we were talking about candy and something shifted over in my pantry. And it's like, oh, well, somebody's here enjoying this. This is good. Okay. I didn't
there
say it out
go.
Loud. But anyway.
Well, you just did. Yeah.
I did. Yes, I did. Isn't that fun?
Okay. Yeah. Do you want to take another call? We've got some more people
sure.
who can't wait to talk with you. Okay. Awesome. Our next, and then we'll try to go back to 805. I'm going to save you 805 because maybe you rose your hand on the phone and didn't mean to. So we'll find out and that and more in just a moment. But area code 206, you are now live with Stephanie. Can we get your first name and your question, please?
Hi, my name is Jennifer, and I just wanted to know what's going on in my career moving forward.
Hi, Jennifer. Nice to meet you. The first thing I'm seeing is that you want to move forward, and you're facing a wall. There's a wall in front of you. There's no communication, even though you're following all the right measures and protocols. Does that resonate with you?
Yes.
Anyway, okay. There is someone there, there's someone in the workplace that does see and acknowledge your work. This is someone that's very peripheral. This is, there's a woman a little bit older, not hugely significant, but this is a person that has, I would say, grandmother wisdom. She's wise, she sees, and she is connected. So she's not a manager, but she's in a position where when she says something to the boss or the boss above the boss, they listen to her. So it's not, you two don't really talk all that much, but she's been watching and observing. And she does disagree with the fact that you have not There's something about our promotion, an anticipated promotion, or at least a job shift. And she's been in disagreement with management. So anyway, long story short, there's someone working in your favor. She's going to be stepping up and speaking to somebody again to help put you on their radar, because she's watching this and thinking, this is so unfair to Jennifer. So the phrase I'm hearing now is the cork will be popped. So there's going to be a celebration, and I'm just getting a general idea of a timeline. This is going to be sometime next month, sometime November, sometime mid to late November is when movement finally exists, because I'm seeing you've done everything and you're just about ready to throw in the towel. So if you can hang in there a little bit longer, because you've been in there this long, something's about to break for you, which is awesome. I'm really happy for you with that, because you do extremely well with what you do. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jennifer.
You're welcome.
Wonderful. Thanks.
Sure.
So
you're welcome.
I've cut Jennifer off. Jennifer can have no more words tonight. So I'm going to say, Jennifer, you got to call us back and let us know what happens. Because now this is like the guiding light for General Hospital. We got to find out what happens next.
Gosh. Yes, we do.
I've got goosebumps practically. I know. Okay. So we're going to practice. Well, it's like 85 here at the beach today. I mean, it's a hot day. Is it hot where you're at?
A hot day? Oh, sure. Sure, we started the call at 54 degrees, and we're probably down to about 52. Yeah, it's a hot day.
It's a hot day. Well, in Alaska, that's a hot day. Okay, let's try this again. We're going to go to our next caller, who's an internet-based call, so I don't know your area code. So 111-111-111-111-111. You are now live with Stephanie. May we have your first name and your question?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, hello.
See, people are so scared.
What?
I think they're scared. I'm going to try. We're going to go back to 805. I'm going to go back to 805 here. Hold on. Okay, 805, I'm coming back to you. So speak now or forever
thank you.
Hold
That's
your peace.
So kind of you.
Oh, bless your heart. There you go, my dear. Go ahead.
Thank you. I had to take the call from my brother-in-law sick in the other room, so I had to take the call. But thank you so much. Hi, Stephanie.
Hi.
How are you? Hi, I'm from California, Santa Barbara, and I wanted to know what you're picking up on my love life. I'd like to meet someone, and also maybe my finances a little bit. These two, I'm kind of in a, I don't know, dilemma.
Okay, let's see here. Again, cleaning the windows, washing the windows, and where are we going to go here? This looks like we're heading towards... boyfriend of the finances. Looking at your finances is what's coming through. Okay, so that's the first thing. Regarding the finances, first of all, just for some validation, it's like things have just been at a lull. There hasn't been a lot of movement. The finances, I keep hearing slim pickings. So it's going to be a little bit more dry than what it has been, but it's temporary. It comes back around November, December, January. Looks like December.
Okay.
Between mid to late December. It looks like there's two different friends of yours, one's quietly, respectfully on standby to help out should you need help of any kind. And then another person is there.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay. Just, you know, has with great love and respect, doesn't want to disrespect your pride, allowing you to do what you need to do or what you feel you need to do. So the thing is, you're not going to quote unquote fall down. The enforcements are there. The reinforcements are available. So, but things are going to get stronger. There's going to be, it's like a page turns in your life, because by the time we come to the beginning of the year for you, whatever your personal dreams have been, like, oh my gosh, if I could only ... something's going to happen. And it's like the dawn of a new beginning for you. So this is almost like a testing part for you to see. It's like the universe is saying, okay, how thin can we stretch her before she thinks she's going to break? Okay, no, she's got it. You know, she's got the strength. She's got the flexibility, the bounce back. Everything's good. And the other thing that I am seeing you have been doing is being in a place of gratitude. And that
yes.
really does help to manifest what it is, you know, here's our intention. And thank you for all I have. Even if you had one thing in your pantry, thank you so much, universe, for everything that I have. And with you operating in that space, you will be rewarded, very much so. But one of your dreams is about to come true. I'm super excited for you. That does happen by the 1st of January, if not before. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Do you?
I'm excited for you.
So it might be the relationship. You know, I got on this match.com, and I've been on for a week. I signed up for 3 months, and I don't know. I've been talking to 3 fellows, but I don't think they're for me. And will I meet somebody in this venue, or do you think I will meet someone outside of the Internet or
outside? Outside. And what is happening is that your energy, your the upside about doing the apps is that it kind of helps to put you in that place of thinking about companionship, partnership, that kind of thing. So it helps to bring in that energy. And what I see you doing, though, is translating that, because you'll meet someone out in the quote-unquote real world that you'll cross paths with face-to-face that you haven't met through the apps. Let's put it that way. So it'll be while you're busy living your life, that where you're just doing you and you're being you, and you meet someone that way. Yeah.
Oh, that makes sense. Oh, Stephanie, I'm so glad I spoke to you. Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Gosh.
Thank you so much.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Nope. We're gonna try to go back to that last call that we were right before. Love is in the air. Okay, so this is the caller that's calling off of the Internet. Hi caller, can you hear us? Do you want to talk? Are you okay? Should we call Life Alert? Stephanie, I think they're just like mortified to talk to you. So I'm going to put them back on mute. I know that's what happens sometimes. Anyway, so, okay, we got a couple of minutes left. We got a bunch of other folks that have called in. If you want to schedule an appointment with Stephanie, please go to her website. It's whitelight.love. There are 2 hyperlinks on this show page right here that you can click, and it actually takes you to her website. So you don't even have to like type the entire words whitelight.love to get to her website. You just click the links. Do it. Book yourself. You know, think about this. You know, if you've got friends with birthdays coming up who are hard to shop for, or maybe are looking for some way to spend a special occasion, you want to do something that's out of the ordinary, give them the gift of an appointment with Stephanie. It will blow their minds. They will have a great time. And at the end of it, your friends will call you and go like, oh, I love you so much. Because it actually happens, I swear. So go to our website, book the appointment. Do it for a friend. Do it for yourself. Do it for somebody that you work with that just really needs some clarification. And, you know, your life will measurably get better as a result. But anyway, okay. Now, I need to go back to the things that we were talking about at the beginning of the show, which was flavors of Skittles and candies, okay? Can I ask you some questions on things that you like?
Yes, you may.
Okay. Did you ever eat a Chick-O stick?
Oh, yes, I did. Yes, I really liked those. Yes, I did.
Chick-O sticks were great.
Mm-hmm.
I think that if nobody's had a Chick-O stick, and if you can find them today, well, they were probably still made in the 70s, I will just tell you. But I think Chick-O sticks are kind of like Butterfinger filling, but without the chocolate on the outside. Would that be kind of close to how you remember them?
Yes, and it seemed like there was almost like a browned coconut or something on the outside of it.
Yes.
So good,
yeah.
And I love coconut. Oh, yes.
So you like Chick-O sticks. That was cool. Okay, how about, when you were growing up, did you ever get into eating Carob, like Carob candy bars?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, so here's So, again, visiting the grandmothers. Oh, Garrett, this is so bad. So, you know when they started with the bins? Oh, this is your peanut butter story. So, when they started with bulk and they have things in bulk. Oh, no. I trotted off to the Fred Meyer across the street. And I got, it's like they had the carob peanut chunks. OMG.
Yeah.
I would load up. I would put like 5 or 6 pieces in there. Carob, dark carob, didn't matter carob what, anything. I got those suckers and then I'd hide them and eat them. And the other thing was the dried pineapple slices. Those two things, oh my God. Until I got old enough and my dad started talking about carbs and it's like, what's a carb? Do you know how many carbs are in a dried pineapple slice ring? Way too many. But the carob peanut clusters, Garrett, if the bulk was open right now, I would be at the Fred Meyer getting more of
at
it
the,
right now.
Right.
Oh, my God. It's
oh,
so
my
good.
God. Yeah. Because it was the Fred Meyer where I grew up, you know, in Salem, that had the health food department that, you know, but they had all the bulk bins because my mom was, you know, she was crazy and, you know, she wore a yoga hat or a turban or whatever you call it. And I don't mean any disrespect. I'm saying it wrong. So don't call and scream at me. I'm sorry. But she wore that. Yeah. Okay. And we go to Fred Meyer and she go to the bulk area. And I thought she was weird because, you know, all the other kids' moms were feeding them, you know, gallons of Pepsi and Kool-Aid and stuffing them with ho-hos and Twinkies and delicious food. And we were getting healthy whole grain foods that were horrible. But they had these fantastic carob mint chocolate bars. They were like, you know, when candy bars were like 50 cents or something like that. I don't know. And they were next to also a sesame seed, like a honey stick. That was the other thing that I would always get at the Fred Meyer health food store is the honey sticks, you know, and or the sesame seed sticks with honey glaze or something like that. Yeah.
Oh, I know. And where was that, North Salem?
We lived in South Salem, so that's what I remember, the one on Commercial. And and I don't know how, if that store's even there or how Fred Meyer works anymore, even though, but that was my Fred Meyer's. Until then we moved to, you know, Northeast Salem, and then the Fred Meyer's we went to is the one on Lancaster.
Oh, at my Lancaster Mall. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
My grandma lived near the North Salem one. So we just trotted down the way about 5-6 blocks.
I'm trying to think, where's the North Salem one?
Oh, golly. Now it's off of Salem Parkway. I don't remember what the name of it was then. But they used to live on Blyler, and then they lived over by St. Vincent de Paul's Church. Yeah.
I should, oh, it's old home week on Saturday. This is how we spent Saturday Night Live here on Rated G Radio. Yeah. This is amazing. Oh, my gosh. So much fun.
Yeah.
Okay, so everybody who called in, thank you very much. Thanks for indulging us tonight and letting us retest out the equipment, taking some of your calls and blabbering a little bit. But please do go to Stephanie's website, whitelight.love, book your appointment, schedule the appointment for you, a friend, somebody else, give them as gifts. It's a great surprise, fun gift. Halloween is coming up. And then our next live show, I may be doing something in the meantime because we're going to be making a really exciting announcement here on Rated G Radio. Not tonight, but shortly on just some cool stuff we're going to be doing. I think the next show that we're going to be doing live is going to be on Halloween with psychic Rebecca Fisk. So tune in for that. If you have ideas for guests or want to, you know, be a guest yourself or whatever, just, you know, pop me a note on ratedgradio.com or really off of the Facebook page, because that's really probably where I'll look, and we'll do that. It's a pleasure having you here. It's fun doing the show. We've got so many things we're working on behind the scenes to give you more content, fun shows, and they're all going to be for you. But tonight, you've been listening to Rated G Radio.
We With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.